Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. It's just me this hour. And I'll be talking about tips from my unfinished, unavailable book. Things that I do, ways that I do them. And if you have tips that improve on what I'm talking about, and you'd like to give us a call and tell us about those tips, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Please keep, if you're going to call, please be concise, and just for tips. No generic commentary on the sad state of affairs worldwide, please. Okay, just tips. Today's it's a big day. It's July 3rd. It's the day before a big national holiday. It's called the 4th of July. That's what it's called. Most people don't even know why it's a holiday. But it's a day to gorge oneself on hot dogs and hamburgers without ham and grilled dead animal flesh. It's a day of explosions. It's a day that stupid people ignite explosives that harm themselves, wild animals, pollute the planet with Chinese pyrotechnics. It's a day to be angry at the father of our country, George Washington, and his henchmen for all the terrible things they've done, including tax evasion, and his cronies. To be angry with them because he and his cronies cooked up schemes against the crown. They were criminals of the crown. It's a day to celebrate the tearing down of American history. It's a day to shred the Constitution. It's a day to, with wild and reckless exuberance, spread the coronavirus so that everyone is equally infected. It's a day in which the GDP will be seen in full bloom. Of course, I'm being facetious. Independence Day is the national holiday that's celebrated on July 4th each year. Celebrating the day of which our national independence was declared. In 1776, the day in which the 13 original colonies declared themselves independent of the English crown. Men in all 13 original colonies owned slaves. Not all men, but all 13 colonies had men who owned slaves. 41 of the 56 delegates who signed the Declaration of Independence were slave owners. They represented the following northern and southern states. What are they? Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Maryland, Massachusetts. By the way, John Hancock was from Massachusetts. An insurance company bears his name. Do you think that the protesters are going to wrap a rope around the Hancock Insurance Building and pull it down? New Hampshire was represented. New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. By the way, Ben Franklin was from Pennsylvania. He invented the bifocal glasses. So if you want to protest him, and his criminal activities against the crown and helping to found the United States, well, don't wear bifocals because he invented them. Maybe just crush them in protest. Rhode Island was part of the 13 original colonies. So was South Carolina, and so was Virginia. So if you have a problem with any of these signers of the Declaration of Independence, you might want to move to a different state. We've lost our minds here in the United States of America. Okay, so here are some tips. Of course, you know, I'm a farmer, and so is the rest of our family. We're all farmers. We jumped off the corporate ladder. We saw this coming, and we got out of Dodge. We left the East Coast because we knew this was coming. We didn't know the exact trigger. We thought it could be a grid-down situation. And by the way, the grid's getting flaky. We thought it could be a pandemic. We thought it could be martial law. We knew the ensuing result would be the supply chain breaking, which it is. So here we are as farmers, and I'm going to give you some tips of things that I think you should think about. And as a farmer, we just experienced a massive drought. And we planted an orchard, a fruit tree orchard. And we have some grapes. We have grapevines. Now, how can you water sufficiently fruit trees? How do you do it? Well, you can take the garden hose, and you can have a nozzle, and you can have you can stand there, and you can water each tree, and you move from tree to tree to tree, and what will happen is none of the trees will get enough water. Or you can try what I tried. So way before the panic started in the good old days, let's say 6 months ago, there was an ad on Craigslist, and there was a guy selling food-grade used 5-gallon buckets. And he was selling at $1.40 each, $1.40 each. And if he wanted the lid, the used lid with the rubber gasket, that was another 10 cents. So $1.50 a piece with the lids. But you had to buy a pallet of them. And in this pallet, there were 100 buckets and lids. And these particular buckets were used for minced garlic. And we can still smell garlic in our barn today. So it's probably going to be with us for another year before it fully volatilizes. But these are food-grade buckets. So they didn't have paint. They didn't have Monsanto chemicals in them. They had food in them. So I have no concern about using them. We rinse them out. And from the inside, I drilled one hole in the center of the bucket. One hole. The diameter of this particular bucket, the hole in this bucket, was about the diameter of a number two pencil lead. Let's say 25 to 30 thousandths of an inch. One small hole, just one. And I drilled it from the inside so that the burrs would be on the outside and the burrs would not tend to clog this little tiny hole. And I experimented with just five of these buckets because I surely don't want to waste these buckets because they're valuable to farmers. What I did was I carried the buckets, the empty buckets, to each of five fruit trees. And I placed the bucket in the lowest area around the fruit tree. Let's say a foot and a half. The hole would be a foot and a half or 2 feet from these five-year-old fruit trees. And I filled the bucket up with water. And what happens is instead of flooding the area for a short time, for a couple minutes with a garden hose, full volume, the water drips out of the bottom hole of this bucket, drip, drip, drip. And it takes about an hour for 5 gallons to drip out of this bucket, assuming the hole doesn't get clogged up. And then what I do is I come back later and I fill up the bucket again. I leave it in exactly the same position. I fill it up again. And then I do it again. I do it 3, 4, 5 times. And what happens is the water coming out of the bucket is slow enough to saturate the ground and not run off. It stays right there. And the water softens the soil, so that more water can come in and soften more soil, and more water can come in and soften more soil, and then the ground actually gets damp. and the trees can use the water. That, I think, is the best way to do it. Now, what I haven't done is added liquid fertilizer to it yet. And the reason I haven't done that is the puppies love these buckets, and they go over and drink the water out of them. So I don't want to kill the puppies by putting fertilizer, liquid fertilizer, in these buckets. So I've just used water. Now, I could put the lids on them, but I haven't done that yet. So I have experimented with fertilizing these trees, and here's how I've done that. We lived in Virginia. I could buy a fertilizer called Triple 17 tobacco fertilizer. It was impressive. Triple 17 is 17-17-17. Can't get it here. And tobacco fertilizer has micronutrients like iron and sulfur and magnesium. And we can't get that here because we really don't grow much tobacco here in Missouri. But it really makes the garden grow really well if you have the micronutrients. So instead, I've used Triple 13. So it's 13-13-13. And you get that pretty much at any farmer's supply store. What I did was, when we had rain, I took a post pounder. And a post pounder is this rod about 6 feet tall. And one end is kind of like chisel pointed. The diameter of this rod is probably an inch and a half. It's a real heavy rod. Probably weighs 20 pounds. And the other end has a flattened portion that's about the diameter of a soup can. So if you want to pound a post in, a wooden post, into a hole that's bigger than the post, you fill the hole with dirt, and then you tamp around the dirt, and you push it down, and you compact it. And you add some more dirt, and you compact that. So that's what this thing is. It's it's this tool. What I do is I take the tool with the sharper end, or you can use a heavy rod with a pointed end, and when the soil is damp, after rain, for example, I jam that into the ground, and I make a hole, let's say, 8 to 12 inches deep around the perimeter of the tree. And then I take a pointed trowel, and I add several ounces of fertilizer in the hole. And I have, let's say, 3 or 4 or maybe even more holes around the base of the tree. Let's say 18 inches to 2 feet away from the tree. I fill those holes with fertilizer. And then the next rain, that fertilizer spreads throughout the hole, and the trees grow like crazy. So those are two of the things that we do to make the trees grow and be healthy. One is use the buckets to water the trees during the droughts. And the other thing is to fertilize the trees by pounding a hole or a bunch of holes around the perimeter of the trees. If you over-fertilize, you can kill the tree. If you under-fertilize, it won't grow too well. So you'll have to experiment with it. Less is better as you experiment rather than more. So that's a way you can water your trees in a drought, water your vineyard, maybe even water your garden. Where can you get these buckets? Well, you can look on Craigslist. Now, if you buy one at a time, they're going to be expensive. They're going to be 2 or 3X. Not everybody's going to want to buy 100 buckets. But as farmers, 100 buckets sounds great to us. We use them for everything, carrying tools in the Jeep, carrying fence parts out for fencing jobs, organizing things in the barn. We use them for lots and lots of purposes. We'll be right back. I've got some more tips for you. If you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so where do you get the buckets? Well, I don't recommend going shopping because I haven't been shopping. I haven't been in any stores, you know, since the good old days, before the panic. But if, and I don't recommend you go, but if you're going to go, or if you're going to have somebody go to, like, the Chinese factory outlet, in their bakery, they use these buckets, and they come in square and also cylindrical styles. And they will sell them to you for some amount of money. Now, typically, nothing goes out of Walmart without a price tag and being paid for. So if they have four or five or six of them, they'll probably charge you 99 cents, and you pay them 99 cents, and you get these rinsed-out buckets. If they don't have them, you can say, hey, my name's Joe or Tom or Mary, and will you save some for me, and you know, I'll be back next week, and they'll say, sure. Okay. So you can get them very inexpensively. And, you know, some of the smaller buckets are really handy. When I go and feed the chickens, now we have 16 chickens. When I go to feed them, I bring a white bucket, and they all know what that means. They all come running, and that's how I get them back in the chicken pen. You know, I let them out during the day, and they go looking for bugs and worms and things like that, and grass and leaves and greens, and then at the when I want to bring them back into the chicken coop, I bring this bucket and I kind of shake it, and it has chicken scratch and it has chicken crumbles, which are like 16% protein. And so I have some corn in there with it. And I call them and they all come running. It just, it's like dinner time. And back into the chicken pen they go. And I use the same buckets to these really convenient, handy, like, oh, let's say 1 gallon or 1.5 or 2 gallon buckets. I give them their feed in that, and when I pour the feed into the chicken feeder, then I use the same bucket to bring the eggs back into the house. So they're really handy. So I suggest that if you haven't gotten some, find a way to get some if you're going to be somewhat more independent. One of the things that is a real concern to me is products that come from China. Now, I really don't like buying products that come from China, but right now there's not much choice. For example, if you have a car that has a key fob, you know, you push the button and unlock the doors, that kind of a key fob, they typically contain one or two cells, also known as batteries, typically incorrectly known as batteries. And the ones I'm talking about are about the size of a quarter in thickness and diameter. And they have two styles that are commonly used. One is called a CR2025, and another style is called the CR2032. So CR2025 and CR2032. They're identical in size except for the thickness. The CR2032s are just a little bit thicker, and they have a higher milliampere hour rating, which means they have a larger electrical capacity. The CR2032s do. If you have a car that has a transponder, it needs to have a good battery in the key fob in order for that darn car to start. Otherwise, it'll think it's being stolen. Seriously. So what are you going to do if you don't have these batteries for your keys for your car? And what happens if they wear out? Well, you just go to, you know, the store and buy some, right? Well, maybe not. So what do you do? Well, what I did was I bought a bunch of them. And they're very inexpensive if you buy them in a lot. What would be a lot? Well, 5 or 10. Well, the price for 5 sometimes is more expensive than the price for 10. So I buy them in 10 packs. I have a bunch of 10 packs. I keep them cool and dark. And I keep them in a freezer bag, but not in the freezer. I just keep them cool at a constant temperature. So if you have a basement, maybe that's the place to do it. If you have a dehumidifier running, if it rains in your basement, that's not the place for it. So you can buy them on eBay. Now, how much do they cost? Well, you can get a 10-pack on eBay of the CR2025s or the CR2032s for $3.55 shipped. 10 of them for $3.55. That's 36 cents a piece shipped. So, what do you buy? Well, make sure you get the right battery size. So, look in your manual, or look in, you know, if you open up your key fob, and make sure you've got the right size in there to begin with, and then get the same right size. Now, I would only recommend you get name brands like Panasonic, Sony, Maxell, M-A-X-E-L-L, Duracell, or some other name brand.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused by Democrats of trying to sabotage the Postal Service to help President Trump's re-election, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is before a Senate panel at this hour, defending his brief tenure so far and saying that changes must be made to keep the Postal Service sustainable.
It has been 3 years since the commission concluded that our current system is not working. We urgently require the PRC to do its job and establish a more rational regulatory system for our mail products.
Democrats note that DeJoy has been a longtime major donor to Republicans, including President Trump. Laura is officially a tropical storm now, working its way towards Florida, one of two storms that are threatening the southern U.S. states. The other, Tropical Depression 14, as of now, is more likely to head towards Texas and Louisiana. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former presidential advisor and one-time campaign chief for President Trump, Steve Bannon, now out of jail after yesterday pleading not guilty to federal fraud charges. A Yale University professor is warning students returning to that campus that they should prepare for widespread infections and deaths there this fall. Yale psychology professor Lori Santos says students should be emotionally prepared for a residential college life that she says will resemble a hospital unit. She says many staff members are vulnerable to COVID-19, but they have no choice but to show up to work on campus. Goodyear workers and local union leaders in Akron, Ohio, voicing support for the tire maker now in the face of attacks by President Trump yesterday. Dozens of people rallied outside Goodyear's Akron headquarters to support the company after the president called for a Goodyear boycott after employees at a Kansas Goodyear factory were told that the Trump MAGA hats were banned on company premises. Goodyear says political campaign statements of all sorts are not allowed on their properties as an anti-harassment measure. And Ellen DeGeneres is boosting perks for their workers or her workers after reports of a toxic work environment. The perks include 5 paid days off and birthdays off for workers as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding. Why should I have got your when you go for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class is just me today, and I wanted to share with you some of my thoughts about things you should consider going forward down this horrible path of the corona panic. The batteries that I talked about are these cells, these key fob batteries. They have about a 5-year shelf life. So when you look at eBay for them, and I think eBay is the best place to buy them. That's where I get ours. Take a look at the expiration date. Because if they're going to expire soon, you're not going to have the shelf life that you expect. So you want these things to last for years, because I have a feeling, since they come from China, some come from Japan, but most come from China, you're going to want them to last a long time as we sever more and more of our relations with China. I really don't want to say this, but I feel that I need to. David will be with you in just a minute, please. I really don't want to say this, but I've been put in a position where I have to. I've heard some things on USA Prepares that I do not agree with, and I can't let them stand. I am not going to ask a third grader for advice on what I should be teaching a third grader. I'm not going to let an unsupervised child make food for me, which I would eat, or I would not buy, and I would not buy lemonade from a child's lemonade stand, because I don't think the children understand toxicity and biologicals at the age where a third grader, you know, I don't think a third grader would understand. So I'm not going to put me or my family at risk by eating food that a third grader would pick from the wild. Children don't have, at that age, children don't have the experience that adults have. They haven't been around long enough. Children are not smarter, in my opinion, than adults. They have the capability to learn. They're like a sponge. I think that's great. But they're not smarter, in my opinion. So my advice and counsel to you is don't eat wild plants unless you know exactly what you're doing. Some are highly toxic. Others are mildly toxic. Let me give an example. Hemlock is extremely poisonous. In fact, people have died from eating wild game birds that have eaten hemlock seeds. Seriously. So while it's wonderful to help and teach young people, I'm not going to ask a third grader for advice and counsel if I were going to teach them. I also want to tell you that I only do two things. USA Prepares and farming. And I help our sons, you know, with automotive things. You know, I help our son with his automotive business. That's it. I am not involved in any outside extracurricular type activities. I'm not involved with the Lions Club, the Kiwanis Club, or any other clubs. I'm not involved with any particular church. I'm not involved with any university. I can't do it. I'm overwhelmed as it is. And if anything has to go, it's going to be radio. That's going to be the first to go. I'm not suggesting that I'm going to quit radio. I'm just saying I'm overwhelmed. I decided to listen to some talk radio over the last few weeks, maybe a couple months, but just a little bit. I mean, a little bit. And I'm furious about what I've heard. I'm still hearing people say, hosts and guests. Ours are instructors. They're not guests because they actually are teaching. But I'm still hearing people say, hosts and guests, that the COVID-19 is fake, it's a fraud, to use their terms, it's BS. My question is, have they lost their minds? The virus is real, it's infectious, and it's deadly. The cost of this thing is helping to collapse economies of first world countries all over the world. The ensuing corona panic has destroyed the U.S. economy, and it's not coming back for decades, in my opinion. And the stupid GDP are infecting all those around them. If it's a store's policy that says on the door, wear a mask, who do people think they are going into those stores without wearing a mask? That's like me saying in the good old days, hey, we don't smoke in our house. And then having somebody light one up in the kitchen. It's offensive. It's wrong. It's impolite. And with the coronavirus, it's deadly. The coronavirus is extremely contagious. And the purpose of the masks is really simple. If you went to an urgent care facility, in the good old days. And let's say you were coughing and hacking and coughing. This is before the panic. It's like this, last year, for example. They would say, here's a mask. Now, why would they do that? To keep you from spewing out all those germs and making them airborne for 30 feet. It was to contain it to you. That's the purpose of the mask, to keep you from spreading it. So who do people think they are going into stores without masks? Because right now, you can be asymptomatic, no symptoms whatsoever, and be spreading deadly coronavirus. City real estate is in free fall. Mass transit is in free fall. The supply chain is broken. The beginnings of the shooting, civil war, and revolution are here right now. Gun and ammo purchases are at record highs, and so are the prices. People are afraid. People are pointing guns at protesters because they're terrified. The internet is currently slowing down, and in many places, it's unstable. Phone calls aren't being connected. Calls in progress are being dropped. Single-ply 1,000-sheet toilet paper is now unobtainium. People have gone mad. They can't pay their mortgage, their car payments, and their rent. The landlords are panicking. The people who have obligated themselves to these monthly payments are panicking. And tomorrow, July 4th, there will be fireworks all over the country. I predict, I'm not calling for this, please don't think I'm inciting this, I am not, but I predict that fireworks will be used as weapons. And then the government will call for the banning of fireworks in the hands of the villagers. And the shooting will escalate. Yesterday, the United States of America became number one again. We're number one. Globally, we are number one. 55,000 cases of infected people in 24 hours. That's 38 people a minute. We've infected more of ourselves than any other nation on earth. So far, 2.7 million of us have been infected in the United States. 2.7 million. Tomorrow is party day, gluttony day, hot dog day, the day we infect each other, and we don't even know the real reason for the national holiday. How dumb are young people at the University of Washington? How dumb are they? 80 students are living in fraternity houses, and they have tested positive for COVID-19, 80 of them. Hundreds more are awaiting testing. These are strong, invincible spreaders that are going to bring back home to their grandparents, their parents, their aunts, their uncles, their sisters, their brothers and neighbors, COVID-19. I've said it before, and we only have a few options. Option number one, destroy lives. Option number two, destroy the economy. Or option number three, both. Your governments, at state, local, federal, county, seemingly have infinite carelessness, recklessness, and stupidity. And which option have they picked? Number three. Both. Destroy the economy and destroy lives. The Federal Reserve right now distributes currency. There's currently a shortage of coinage. They say it's because, well, those of us who buy things aren't bringing our tokens to the businesses, so the businesses can't make change, the ones that are opened. So they're rationing tokens. The There's a move afoot. Well, to fix this problem. We don't need no stinking pennies. We don't need them. That's what they say. They say that pennies cost the consumers a fortune. Hundreds of millions of dollars a year because they handle pennies. Because to make change, they say, well, okay, let me count out the change, and here are the pennies in the change. They say that we're wasting time by giving people the correct amount of change. Can you imagine that? What a stupid thing to say. There are articles all over the internet saying, let's dump the penny. You know what that means? That means if you buy something for a dollar, it's going to cost you 2.5 cents more because there'll be a rounding error. It'll round it up. So if you don't have pennies, what's the next denomination? That'd be a nickel. Now, do you think they're going to say, well, listen, I'll tell you what, let's take a nickel off? No. They're going to charge more. I'll tell you how bad it is. Right now, at this second, a copper penny that was minted between 1909 and 1982, almost pure copper, almost pure copper, 95% copper, is worth 2 cents. A penny is worth 2 cents. Your government can't allow that. Your government says, we're not going to put 2 cents worth of copper plus the minting costs into a thing that we circulate as a penny. The reason that it costs more to make a penny than a penny is because of the massive inflation that's caused by the almost unlimited printing of unbacked currency. A dime that was minted between 1916 and 1964, that's a lot of years, a dime, is now worth $1.30 in silver. So if you want to buy a dime, it'll cost you $1.30 to buy a dime, 10 cents. Why is that? Because we've reduced the purchasing power of U.S. currency to the point where it costs $1.30 to buy 10 cents. We're boxed in. We can't get out. The revolution and the civil war combined have started here in the USA. It's the government against the people. It's corporate greed against the people.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, we're back, and I've never had to do this before, but I'm going to have to do it. We have David on line one, Kevin in Florida on line two, Kathy on line three. We've got just about a minute and a half for each of you. Can you please be concise? David, welcome.
Yeah, when I do batteries and like those batteries, have you had any experience with purchasing the rechargeable CR-style batteries?
No, I haven't. I have not done that, but I can tell you that I have seen what happens with a no-name battery in a watch, and it can leak and destroy the watch. So be really careful and stay with a name brand battery. And I don't have any problem with Maxell, M-A-X-E-L-L, or Panasonic or Sony.
Yeah, because what I do is I carry regular batteries, but for long term, I like to keep rechargeable batteries because I have portable solar panels or inverters or generators or anything to charge them up. I'm looking down the line. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm thinking that a lot of things are going to go wrong, and I don't know how long the equipment is going to last. So I'm thinking keep it cool and keep it dry. And I think I might get 10 years out of it. I don't know if a rechargeable, even if it kept a charge, would last 10 years as well. I mean, I don't know. I've had a lot of, I've used rechargeables over the years, and what I find is they don't last very long. They really don't.
Yeah, they tend to degrade after a while. Okay, hey, I'll let you go. You got a lot of people. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much, David.
Right.
Kevin in Florida, welcome.
Hey Vincent, how you doing today? Wanted to talk about the fireworks real quick. I spoke with one of my customers who's retired military and's got some human intel that the police are concerned that fireworks are going to be used to distract their gunshot microphones that they use, a system called Shot Spotter, which they basically would distract the police by using fireworks drawn to one area and then commit crimes in another.
So that makes sense. It makes sense to me. And if you add to that these rocket-type fireworks, I think the police are even more concerned about having these rockets being launched at them. Now, I'm talking about bigger than bottle rockets. I saw a video of a guy who launched one, and it went in his open window of his house. So he was, you know, playing with fireworks that would go airborne, you know, rockets, and one of them went sideways into his open window and burned down his house, like, in a couple minutes. Yep.
And
anything else, Kevin?
Surplus. There's definitely been a surplus of fireworks. Something else that this guy also said is don't think that there aren't retired soldiers out there who will be, you know, bribed for money to work on the side of these leftist Marxists.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate them and think that they're just ragtag, stupid idiots. They've got professional soldiers on their payroll.
Yeah, and also, if you're protesting peacefully and you bring your cell phone, you are on the list because they know who you are. Kevin, thanks so much. I'll see you next week on Friday, right?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
Great. Hey, thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Kathy. Welcome. Kathy's in Ohio.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, by the way, just real quickly, I get lots of positive comments about you and Kevin. I should have mentioned that when Kevin was on with us a few seconds ago. But the class loves you guys, so I just want to tell you that.
Thank you. Vince, I wanted to tell you our local grocery store, you could not use cash at most of the registers, especially the self-checkout. It was credit card only. There was a big sign saying due to the national coin shortage.
Uh-huh.
And so people had to use their credit cards. And if you only had cash, I don't know. It didn't even give you the option to take it.
Yep. And, you know, there are people who have had these coin jars for years and years. As all my life, you know, for 68 years, I remember seeing coin jars. And people would just, you know, if they had some odd change from transactions, they'd put the tokens in these coin jars. So it would be pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, halves, and sometimes silver dollars back when I was, you know, young. And they'd just collect them. And then every once in a while, they'd bring them back to the bank and convert it to paper currency. Well, I mentioned years ago that I bought some pennies, and I bought them so that, you know, if I ever have grandchildren, I can say, see this? Grandpa, what's that? Well, we used to use these. Yeah, what'd you use them for? Well, I don't know, but now we're going to make washers out of them. We're going to drill a hole in the middle of them and make copper washers out of them. They're going to be, young people won't know that we actually use currency, that you can hand people and settle your debt right then and there. So you might want to keep that in mind, class. Currency's going away, and the generally dumb public thinks, oh, no, we don't need pennies. It's too hard. But that settles the debt exactly to the penny. And if you get rid of pennies, you can't settle the debt to the penny anymore. Any quick comments, Kathy? We've got 20 seconds.
Well, Vince, the other thing I wanted to say was I tried to make an appointment, and every place I went, the price has gone up. One place, it was $40 an additional.
There you go. That's what we've been saying. It's here. Yep. The inflation, the wild inflation is here. Kathy, thanks so much. I'll see you next Friday.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.